from KQED.
From KQED Arts, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist.
And I'm Gabe Moline, KQED Arts Senior Editor and a lifelong resident of the city we're in today, Santa Rosa.
Right, and happy day after Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm eating pie for breakfast. That's true. I really am eating pie for breakfast. And we're going to produce this show from the stage of the Luther Burbank Center here in Santa Rosa. This is the cultural heart of Sonoma County. And we're here to talk about how this theater and other arts groups are helping the North Bay recover after the terrible fires that swept the region. And one way to do that is the healing power of music.
Home for sale, it's much too long. Too many rooms, big old empty yard.
That's Dwight Yoakam, a preacher of the Bakersfield Sound, and he's playing this stage on Sunday, November 26th.
You know, Cy, it's a minor miracle that the stage is still here. The morning after the fire, there were reports that the entire Luther Burbank Center had burned down. Now, luckily, this main theater is still intact. But at the entire building, the fire destroyed sculptures, landscaping, most of an instrument library, a lot of classrooms. Earlier, we went outside to talk to Executive Director Rick Nolan, who told us about what this place means to the community.
For generations, people have had their weddings here. They come to exhibitions here. I speak to people, and I'll say, how many people have been to the center? And invariably, the entire room will raise its hands.
You know, Rick is right. It really is a hub for the whole community here. The Luther Burbank Center is really personal to me. I went to kindergarten here, believe it or not, and my senior prom. But just about everyone in Sonoma County has been to a concert here, or an event, or a wedding, or a memorial. It's just a cultural hub.
Another thing the Luther Burbank Center does well is hosting events for the Latino community. Coming up here is Sacramento's Ballet Folklorico on December 8th. And also there's a year-round mariachi camp for kids that's undamaged by the fires. Meanwhile, the Santa Rosa Symphony at the Green Music Center is offering free tickets to first responders and residents who've lost their homes.
You know, the Santa Rosa Symphony has had a terrific run under the leadership of music director Bruno Ferrandis, and now they're testing out conductors for this season for a permanent replacement. Andrew Grams is one of them. He leads the symphony on December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Green Music Center, which was undamaged by the fire, at Sonoma State University. That's a program that includes a Ravel piano concerto with soloist Stuart Goodyear. He's the one playing in the background. And a favorite of mine, Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances.
Right, and in the town of Sonoma, the Redwood Barn at Gunluck Bunchu Winery has a fire benefit coming up.
I've been thinking it over. I've been wishing that I was sober. Maybe later you can come over and we can make a root beer float.
That's 17-year-old singer Olivia O'Brien, and winery owner Jeff Bunchu wanted to do a show for teens who suffered the same traumas as their parents did. And O'Brien grew up in Napa and has a lot of fans there.
The one thing I really loved was the scenery, the vineyards, the hills. If I was feeling sad, I could just take a drive up one of the hills and just look at the view of the city, and it would just always make me feel better. So when I heard about the fire, I was like, the most devastating thing to me was that all that beautiful stuff had burned down.
You know, it's true. The fires in Napa get less media attention, but they tore through so much that's irreplaceable, especially up in the hills. Online at KQED Arts, we've profiled a number of Napa artists who've lost their entire life's work and their studios. I know the 100-year-old barn at Gunlash Bunshu came really close to burning down, so here's a chance to celebrate it still standing.
Yeah, O'Brien plays the Redwood Barn at Gunluck Bunshu in an all-ages show on December 11th. And there's always a lot of circus this time of year, including Cirque de Boheme, which packs a lot of magic into a really intimate show. Michel Michelis is the ringmaster for this French-style circus, and he says they've given away more than 100 tickets to people, especially kids, who've lost their homes. The theme of the show this year, he told me, is hope.
Everything can continue with hope. Even if you lose everything, life continues and you can rebuild everything. I know it's not easy, but hope is the best feeling you can have at this dramatic time.
And Cirque de Boheme is at Cornerstone Sonoma Friday, November 24th through December 17th. And over in Napa Valley, just one arts venue suffered damage. The Nuns' Fire burned right into the sculpture meadow at the DeRosa Center for Contemporary Art, just south of the city of Napa.
You can see it literally made a ring around the Desuvro.
That's one of your sculptures.
Yes, that's a major iconic piece. But We're fortunate because you can see the fire literally made a circle around it. Heat damage that we need to fix, but structurally it's fine.
That's Bob Sain, DeRosa's executive director. The fire came just as the DeRosa was about to mount this huge show called Be Not Still, a response to the Trump presidency. It had work on issues like surveillance and white supremacy and citizenship. Mm-hmm. That show is still going to run. It's rescheduled for late January now while the DeRosa cleans up smoke damage. And in the meantime, Bob Sain says the museum is offering programs to help the community.
There's something special happens too when there's a communal sense of participation where friends and neighbors and families and strangers come together to make their art, share their stories.
So the DeRosa is offering a free open studio every Saturday through the end of the year, a great place to bring the kids for art projects. And by the way, it's gorgeous for the adults bringing the kids with modern sculptures and views of the vineyards. And we're going down to Petaluma now for a show at the Mystic Theater.
Man on a wire, red string on his wrist. Remind him of his goals, he ain't gonna miss. Too much opportunity to trip on bullshit. Lift his vibration, sharp as tools. Get shark tooth around his neck.
And that's
protection.
A song from the Grouch, who grew up in Oakland. And one reason for mentioning this show is that the Mystic was one of the first places to offer free meals and Wi-Fi and computers to fire victims. Just another example of how arts institutions jumped in after the fires.
Right. And you know, there's another Sonoma County connection here too. The Grouch, who most people know as a member of the East Bay hip-hop collective Living Legends, is actually the son of the blues musician Stu Blank. He was this wild keyboard player who played every single dive bar and honky-tonk and theater in Sonoma County. He died in 2001.
The Grouch, along with Del the Funky Homo Sapien, plays the Mystic in Petaluma Tuesday, November 28th. And the Grouch is also at the Ace of Spades in Sacramento on Wednesday the 29th, the Warfield in San Francisco on the 30th, and the Catalyst in Santa Cruz on December 12th. And Gabe, we have time for a shout-out. Why don't you go first?
Yeah, you know, the Third Street Cinemas in downtown Santa Rosa is offering free movies and popcorn for kids every Saturday through December and January. On the 25th of November, it's the Peanuts movie at 11 a.m.
Yeah, and I want to shout out for a circus show in the South Bay. It's called Joy, produced by Tandy Beal, and featuring Two Pickle and Circus du Soleil alum, that soloist Jeff Raz and Diane Wozniak, who make a fabulous team of juggling and clowning and bicycle riding. Joy is at the Civic Auditorium in Santa Cruz Friday, November 24th through November 26th, and they're at the Hammer Theater Center in San Jose December 1st through the 3rd. And Gabe Moline, it's great doing the Do List with you here from the stage of the Luther Burbank Center in Santa Rosa.
Si, thanks for coming up to my neck of the woods, and hopefully we'll be rebuilding here soon.
Yeah, we post details on all the shows we mentioned at kqed.org/arts, and pick up our podcast, which we post on Wednesday evening. And Gabe, how do we follow you on social?
At G Moline, that's at G-M-E-L-I-N-E.
I'm Si Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.
A rose explodes and grows again. Ahead of his aura, shields every limb. Angels, guardians, ghosts, and saints. Yeah.